The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from tight ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. Not going to give out the number because
we're not taking calls.
We're not taking calls. And we're not taking texts because I have no internet access. And I can get it on my phone, but it's a pain in the ass because I'm trying to use show notes and things like that. So
a couple people have tweeted and asked, if you listen to the podcast that I do on for pregame, the best bet I gave this week was the under in the Vanderbilt-Alabama game tonight.
Right.
We projected the number at 162, and it opened last night at 162, and it is currently 151.5. So I don't think anybody's made a bet on the over. And if you're asking, should I still bet it at 151.5, the answer is no. Like, if you've lost 10.5 points off the opening number, sometimes you just say, you know what?
Yeah.
No action on this one. Sucks.
So that's your fault.
It's not my fault.
You know, no. Move that number.
No, I don't have the limits to move that number.
Well, but people who listen to you do.
Maybe.
I guess you're understating.
I could take credit for it, but no. Listen, the easiest numbers to move are college basketball totals.
Yeah.
They've usually got low limits. Even at, like, if you go to the Westgate, usually it'll be like a $500 limit on a college basketball total. So I can't recommend it. If you still want some kind of action on it, I like Vanderbilt's team total. I played it at under 73.5. I don't know what it is currently because I can't pull the book up because we've got slow-ass internet off my phone, but I'd play it down to 70 if that's available to you. But, yeah, it's – even me, like, I didn't get the 162 because I had freaking eye surgery, and I didn't even get up. When I woke up this morning at, like, 6-something, I pull up my laptop to start – putting in my plays, I was like, oh crap, it's already lost four. I got it 158, so I'd already lost 4 points, so it wasn't as big of a bet as I wanted to make on it either. But yeah, don't play it at 151.5.
Yeah, and I'm still getting people asking about hockey picks. Guys, they're on the All-Star break. There are no games. I know you guys like freeloading and everything, but at least make sure there's games before you ask. Ugh.
Should just give out fake teams and see how long it takes for somebody to realize.
Yeah, yeah. That's not a bad idea. So I'd probably give out.
There's a couple games today. Yeah, Columbus, Winnipeg, Minnesota, Detroit. I think that's it. At least they have guys that are playing on my fantasy team.
Yeah, I'm not.
You got nothing on those games.
I got nothing on those games, yeah. Yeah. Most of the time, if there's one game a night or two games a night, I don't have anything. So, and I had already looked ahead to, I pretty much looked at the week on Monday and there was nothing. So,
all right.
I try to tell everybody. I do have one fantasy guy going tonight. So,
How dare you say they're already on All-Star break?
Well, but
how dare you?
There's limited games even these 3 days.
What's your wife's team's name?
Liver on a Prayer.
Oh, that's who I'm playing this week.
Oh, yeah?
We've got a long week.
Yeah, because basically it's a 2-week game this
year.
Yeah,
time. I need that victory.
Yeah?
Yeah, you need to make sure her phone gets locked or something.
Well, I barely spoken to her, so I remind her to set her lineup.
No, don't remind her. No reminders this week, Fred. She's in fifth place. I'm in ninth.
Yeah?
You need to. I'm not even in the playoffs right now. You know, you need to be Team Hoffman on this one.
Okay. I honestly, I'm just Team Fowler. I just want to win the damn thing for once. Tired of having the best team every year and losing in the first round of the playoffs. Except for last year when I had the worst team.
Yeah, that's true.
And didn't do anything.
I'm tired of winning the league, so I hope someone else does this year.
Well, it's been a couple of years since you won it last.
It's been 2 years.
It's 2 years because, you won it the year that I had by far the best.
Yeah,
I got the President's Trophy.
You did.
Which, it sucks as much in fantasy hockey as it does real hockey.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN, which I don't know why I told you that because it does no good, but we'll be out at Sam Houston on Friday, and we'll have a couple guests there to talk about Sunday. I mentioned this yesterday. They will have, at Sam Houston Race Park on Sunday, the very best racing card in all of America on Sunday.
Like in all of America ever?
Well, not ever, but on that day.
Okay.
So no matter what track you usually play, Sam Houston's going to be better than them on Sunday. And that includes all of them. Santa Anita, you name it. And, I mean, it's just a fantastic card. Spent a lot of time handicapping it. I think there will be money made on Sunday. I think there'll be money made Friday and Saturday, too.
Yeah.
But today got messed up with a sloppy track, so I haven't checked to see how I did because, well, I was going to check when I got here and then couldn't get online. Yeah, it's... I mean, I've tried everything now, so I don't... I'm just going to have to... It takes me out of my game. So...
Jared said, just tuning in, what are the odds Zion gets hurt tonight? Boy, that'd be a real bummer if he did.
47%.
There's probably a decent chance. I hope it doesn't happen, but there's for sure a chance. But I think they've been pretty careful with him.
Talking about not having a quarterback, Tamara Steelers girl, amen to what you just said. Watching your team flail and go down in flames because you don't have a great quarterback is the absolute worst. It's going to be a long offseason. Yeah, the Steelers, it's kind of a shame because they had a pretty decent team other than quarterback once Roethlisberger went down. But, yeah, that's no fun to watch. And Texan fan knows all about that.
Yep, they'll be back. They'll be good next year. I saw – okay, let me do something that's not going to be popular. Like Justin Reed came out today and
– He came out?
No, he came out and said that he played the season with a torn labrum. And everybody's like, oh, what a warrior. And, like, I mean, yeah, that's it's better than, like, not playing with a torn labrum. But I fought 3 times with a torn labrum, torn rotator cuff, and torn bicep tendon. It's really just about pain tolerance. Like, if you're okay with it hurting, you can fight through that stuff. Then you can get it fixed in the off season. It's not like it's not like playing on a torn ACL or, you know, with a severed spine. You do that, now I'm impressed. Oh, I tore my hamstring week 1 and I just gutted it. It's a little bit different. A torn labrum is like, how much can you manage pain? And I'm guessing the Texans did a good job of managing his pain.
Well, and when you say manage pain, those guys get the best drugs.
Yeah.
There's no question. Yeah, does it make him tough? Yeah, but you're a football player. You're safe to get hit. You're already tough. There's just so many. Who's saying this? Who are these people?
Talking with Justin Reed?
Yeah.
Well, there's been several because he tweeted it out, and a bunch of people were quote-tweeting him, talking like, oh, mad respect. Yeah, Jermaine, your boy, whole season on a torn labrum, mad respect. It's a quote from your boy Jermaine. There's a couple other people who said it, but
it's
better than not playing with it because it's definitely the kind of injury you should get fixed in the off season.
Would I rather have him than Will Fuller?
Yeah. Yes. But Will Fuller, most of his injuries were injuries that you can't play with. I mean, it's like groin injuries and hamstring injuries. I mean, when you're
supposed to be fast and you can't run,
but if your shoulders hurt, okay, you could probably fight through that. Just me. I'm a pessimist, though.
Yeah, I like Justin Reed.
I do, too.
I like the Texans players. I just, as long as Bill O'Brien's there. I mean, I look at the Super Bowl, and it's like, how can you not like Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes? I mean, Andy Reid, all he's ever done is win and just almost get there. And I love the way that he's, gets on the sidelines with his menu and looks like he's ordering a cheeseburger. And, he's likable. I mean, yeah. I'm sure people in Philly got sick of him, but and I said Patrick Mahomes, likable. Girlfriend, not likable. Kyle Shanahan, likable. I mean, that's all I want is a coach that's likable and wins. I mean, that would be nice. But, yeah, I did kind of set off a bleep storm today because I wrote about O'Brien consolidating his power, which is things we've talked about on the show.
You're saying it the nice way. I call it collecting infinity stones.
That's one way to look at it. But I got an email from a guy who just said, you just hate Bill O'Brien. You won't give him a chance. You don't recognize the positive things he's done.
And did you respond, yep?
Well, I respond, there's nothing personal. I mean, that's... I mean, I have nothing personal against the guy. Do I like him? No. I mean...
Is he your favorite Texans head coach?
No.
Is he your favorite current Texans head coach?
Well...
Yeah. Obviously. Is he your favorite Texans GM? Yeah.
No. I mean, current, there's only one.
Yeah.
But historically,
so
no.
So he's your favorite.
He's my third favorite coach. I mean, Don Capers was incredibly likable.
He was.
And so was Kubiak. And,
you know, and Kubiak got frustrating because, like, you realized the ceiling with Kubiak was what it was. But he was never, like, an a-hole. He was never, you know. It's tough to cheer for Bill O'Brien, honestly. And normally, guys who, if Bill O'Brien weren't as gruff as he is, he probably would get more of a benefit of a doubt. But he doesn't because he's not a likable guy. He's not a likable character.
And he's arrogant.
Yeah. And if you win, you can be those things and get away with it. If you're not winning, it makes it tougher.
Yeah, I mean, I try to give the guy a chance. I just look at his record, and I look at the things that he keeps doing over and over and over that frustrate me. And you know what? Somebody even tweeted me because I said he was a slightly above average coach, and started hammering me for saying that. It's like, he is over 50%. That makes you slightly above average.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that that's good enough. All right. Hey, guys, you want to get in on that college basketball that AJ was talking about? You know where to go, MyBookie. And you can play anything there. You still got the big game coming up, but you want to bet NBA? You want to bet Premier League? Go get you some of that Jerry Bow. That's all on MyBookie. And they'll match your initial deposit halfway, all the way up to 1,000 if you sign up today. Just use promo code radio. And make sure you check out all the bonuses and make sure they're right for you. But promo code radio if you're signing up for the first time. If you're already on MyBookie, well, they have all kinds of reload bonus options. They have specials on certain games. And you got everything. You can bet horses on there if you want. Fast payouts, great promotions, and helpful 24/7 customer service. That's the thing. I've always had really great luck with their customer service as well. It's all at mybookie.ag. Promo code radio, mybookie.ag. Play, win, get paid. That's mybookie.ag.
Ready, Houston, for the biggest car and trucking extravaganza the world has ever seen.
Whoa, time out. This isn't quite an extravaganza. Houston Powder Coaters is simply having a special on powder coating his car and truck rims. Any size rim up to 24 inches for only $100.
Okay, let me try it again.
Sunday, Houston Powder Coaters.
Nope. Stop. It isn't just Sunday. The special is actually going to run the entire month of January.
Really?
Yeah. For all of January, Houston Powder Coaters will have a special on powder coating all automotive rims up to 24 inches for only $100 each.
Okay.
January. Get ready, Houston, for the biggest and saddest price discounts of the year on powder coating your car and truck rim up to 24 inches. $100 per rim. Houston Powder Coaters has over 130 colors to choose from. Go online to Houston Powder Coaters.
How was that?
That'll work.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Tight Ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And a big thank you to Nick Sciarra, who will be out here until 9 o'clock. You can meet the legendary Nick, who is quite popular here, by the way. He's extremely popular with me because he set up his phone for me, so I now have internet. So, which is good because I have really felt out of place here the entire show. I'm not as big a diva as most of you guys, but when I get taken out of my comfort zone, I struggle. There's no question. So, texters, you can resume, and I can actually get to the tweets now. So, there you have it. And like all my, this is perfect. Nikolai is a good dude.
Not bad.
Yeah. And
all the chicks here love him, too. How was the Alfredo?
Oh, I can highly recommend the Alfredo.
Okay.
So we need to make sure that when we come back, it's on a Wednesday.
All right.
Because apparently this is the only day they do it. So, but very good. Very legit. Does have broccoli in it, which I will
make It has sure. what in it?
Broccoli, which I'm not a fan of.
Oh, okay.
So next time I'll have to ask for no broccoli. But
eat your vegetables, Fred.
No, I worked around it. And thanks to whoever that was that bought us shots.
Yeah, I don't know who it was, but
yeah,
I would have said no, but
yeah, well,
it showed up, so I drank it.
Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
The rest are going to Nick.
Yeah, and he'll take them.
Hey, did you see the story about Gritty, the mascot of the Flyers?
No. What did he do?
Are
now?
You familiar with him?
Oh, yeah, I'm a big fan.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, he's...
Because he's really gross-looking and useless.
He's being investigated by Uh-oh. Authorities. The Flyers had invited Chris Greenwell and his 13-year-old son to get a photo and some FaceTime with Gritty.
Okay.
As part of an exclusive event for season ticket holders. They waited in line for about an hour to meet Gritty. And when they were leaving, Greenwell says Gritty punched his son in the back. In Greenwell's telling, Brandon playfully patted the mascot on the head after the photo was taken. As Brandon walked away, Gritty got out of his chair, took a running start, and punched my son as hard as he could. That's the quote from Greenwell.
Hmm.
Officials for Comcast Spectator, the company that owns the Flyers, told Greenwell there's no video footage of the incident because cameras in that area of the center are focused on other locations. The company claimed it conducted an investigation that included interviews with Gritty and Gritty's handler, but couldn't verify the account that Greenwell gave. They said, we took Mr. Greenwell's allegations very seriously, conducted a thorough investigation, and found nothing to support this claim. So basically, they're calling their season ticket holder a liar. Greenwell said he took his son to see a chiropractor about a week after the incident. He noted that Brandon suffered from mild pain and diagnosed him with a back bruise or a, quote, contusion to lower thoracic spine with subluxation, according to documents from the chiropractor. The dispute has crossed from me. He said, Gritty said... Now into a full-blown law enforcement investigation. So the investigation, police say it's active and ongoing. It's alleged as a physical assault between a 13-year-old white male and Flyers mascot Gritty. Gritty was introduced in 2018 and described by the Flyers as someone with, quote, bully tendencies. That doesn't seem like a good thing to describe your mascot as, especially if he's going to assault a child. And Greenwell says he's dumping his season tickets after 22 years. So, of course, you're paying thousands of dollars a year to support a team that hasn't won a playoff series in 8 years. That's probably... You don't want to lose too many of those guys.
No. No. I mean, he's been a fun mascot. But you can't go punching kids.
Here's where I kind of don't... I don't know if I buy the story. Greenwell emailed officials at Comcast first complaining of the, quote, lousy picture with the mascot who didn't look at the camera. And then when that didn't get any love, he's like, hey, the mascot punched my son. So, I don't know. I guess he had a bad experience, but... They said there was no proof that Gritty hit the boy, but they offered him special perks to make up for the bad experience. Greenwell suggested the Flyers show his son on the giant scoreboard or let him in the locker room to meet players and get autographs. The company offered to sit him on the player's bench during warm-ups before a future game. And they said, I investigated your allegations. Cannot identify anyone who witnessed the incident as you described it. It's unfortunate that you or your son had a bad experience at our gritty photo event. Therefore, we're offering an opportunity to discuss a creative way to restore your son's love of the Flyers. And apparently that ended up not being good enough. So, and if...
thing sounds like it's made up.
It kind of does. And it sounds like he wanted some extra perks, and he didn't, like, when you're like, okay, well, maybe you could take my son in the locker room to meet the players. Maybe that'd make up for it. It sounds like you kind of make, and if you remember, the Philly Fanatic is, like, the most sued mascot in sports, because I think Philly sports fan is always, like, trying to get something for nothing.
Yeah.
So, this is no real surprise.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that sounds like just a guy who's trying to get over. I mean, maybe he patted the kid on the back. I can't imagine he'd go running at him and punching
yeah.
him.
Yeah. Greenwald said he hasn't hired a lawyer, adding that all he wanted was an apology and something special for his son. All right, bro. Trying to get that free birthday present. Son, guess what I got you for your birthday? You're going to go into the Flyers locker room. Isn't that great? So, Gritty under investigation.
I'm going to say Gritty's fine.
But you're also an admitted Gritty fan.
I am. And it really worried me when you started talking about a 13-year-old boy. I thought this was
no, it wasn't sexual assault.
Yeah, but no, I think he's one of the coolest mascots out there. He's totally different. And, I mean, I don't know about the person in the mascot thing. Maybe he is a turd. But the mascot itself, I love.
Speaking of turds... did you hear what Matt LaFleur had to say about the Packers' performance against the 49ers?
I did not.
Matt LaFleur was disappointed in the effort by the 49ers. The sense of urgency he felt was lacking. He said, quote, that's something I'm still trying to figure out right now as we speak. I don't understand that because you're there. You have an opportunity to go play in a Super Bowl. And for that to happen, it's extremely... it's bothersome. We have to look at ourselves, everybody. I'm going to look inside of myself and see why weren't our players playing with their hair on fire. I think everybody in our organization has to do that. This was his basically his big, you know, end of year season, press
yeah.
conference. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers were like, he said, well, they got us a couple times. I don't think it's that big. I think we're really close. LaFleur felt differently. LaFleur said, there obviously is a gap. I mean, we played them twice. They took it to us twice. So that's something we've got to take a good hard look at this offseason, because right now they're the class of the NFC. They've shown it throughout the course of the season, and that's a really good football team. It was disappointing to go out there and get beat by like that. I think he was most bothered by the 49ers not being able to stop the run, and I think he was also bothered by what I was bothered by, Aaron Rodgers fumbling the ball and basically stepping back and saying, ooh, I hope somebody picks that up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not jumping in that pile. Dude, it's
you know what?
An NFC
nobody ripped him
game.
For that. And when Cam Newton did it in the Super Bowl, it was like the biggest crime ever.
That was, I mean, that's a really under-discussed story. Aaron Rodgers fumbles twice, and one of them made literally zero effort to pick it up. He was just like, I'm not taking that hit. Yeah, somebody else better jump on that ball. It ain't me. I'm Aaron frickin' Rodgers. I don't know.
And if you're going to risk your health, isn't that when you do it?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like the time. I mean, that's why is Patrick Mahomes being allowed to run now?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And that's, you know, this is where you turn it up. And if you get hurt, you get hurt. If you don't get to the Super Bowl, then it really doesn't matter.
Yep.
So, interesting. There is a pretty big gap there. I don't...
I think the only team that's even close to the 49ers in the NFC is the Saints.
I agree.
And it's kind of disappointing we didn't get a Saints-49ers game that we were supposed to get, but that's on the Saints. That's their fault.
Yeah.
Just like it's on the Ravens that we didn't get a Chiefs-Ravens game. Like, those four teams were the four best teams. There was really no doubt about it. And would it have been way cooler if we got... Saints, Niners, and Ravens, Chiefs.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, but we didn't get that.
But you know what? We got two of the four best. I'm happy with that.
But you're right. The Packers, I mean, for a team that was kind of lucky to be there, boy, they didn't show much effort. They didn't show much fight.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Hey, soccer matters tonight.
Yes, sir.
Would you like to hear a couple of the guests?
Oh, yes.
That
Cristiano Ronaldo.
How about the female Cristiano Ronaldo? Megan Rapinoe.
Megan Rapinoe.
I still like Rapinoe.
I think Rapinoe.
I think it is Rapinoe, but she's still famous. But no, she's like, that's about as big as you can get on the women's side, right? That's a pretty good guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And Oliver Luck, former Dynamo president, now XFL commissioner.
Hey, hey.
And father of Andrew, so he's probably going to address that as well.
All right.
So that's some star power there. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from tight ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and half the show still to go, which hopefully I will not suck now, because I actually... It's amazing how much not having the internet took me out of my game, thanks to Nick Sherrara, who will be here till 9 o'clock, by the way.
Isn't it crazy that... most of your life, the internet didn't exist.
That's true.
And now you're so reliant on it.
Yeah, it's
like color TV. Most of your life, color TV didn't exist.
Stop.
And here you are. Although, most of your life, radio didn't exist, and now you work in the business.
Not true. In fact, there was a time when radio was
huge. Look at you wearing a cotton shirt. You, most of your life was before the cotton gin was invented, and now look at you wearing a cotton shirt.
Now you're just implying that I'm a vampire, which I would be cool with if that were true. No, it's amazing how reliant I am on, because there's guys my age that still have like paper in front of them for everything, and you know, it's like, no, I like having everything right in front of me on the computer. Where
let's
I can
discuss
jump from one
something
to the other.
For a minute.
Sure.
Let's say you had to go without one of these inventions for an entire year.
Okay.
Cell phone.
Okay.
The internet. Air conditioning. Which one would you dump?
Well, a cell phone's useless without the internet.
I mean, you could still text and you can call.
But
you wouldn't have a smartphone. You'd basically have like a Motorola Razr.
I couldn't do my job without that, so I'd have to say air conditioning, which...
What?
Half the time in our studio, we don't have anyway, so.
Man, air conditioning, I couldn't do without. That's the last one I would lose.
You're talking about the guy who wants to move to Canada.
That's true. I think I would lose internet first, and then the cell phone, and then air conditioning.
Yeah, there's absolutely no way I can do my job without the internet.
Like, you can't do the radio show without the internet?
No, there's not a chance in hell.
Sure you could. You could get a newspaper every day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You could watch SportsCenter again.
That's going to give me anything useful. All the useful stuff is on websites now. Plus, I have to run a website. How could I do that without the internet?
I mean, obviously, you wouldn't. If the internet went away, you wouldn't have SportsMap. You wouldn't have to worry about it.
No, I still get paid to do that, so I do have to worry about it.
I'm saying that's if one of these inventions was gone from everybody, not just you, like it was just taken away from the world.
No, air conditioning's easy because I just go stay in Canada for the winter.
You're crazy. Summer. We would all die.
I'd miss you. But, yeah, I would go to the lake and spend the whole summer up there.
We would die.
Because you don't really need it up there.
Tyler, which one are you giving up?
Probably internet.
Aaron?
Probably my cell phone first.
Okay. Because
I can still send emails to communicate with people if I need to.
That's true.
But I don't use my, like, I don't have to have my phone.
Well, yeah, if I can have my laptop the way it is, I would say cell phone because I can text from here. And I have access to everything on here. So, yeah.
So maybe you would get rid of your cell
phone. I would get rid of the cell phone because I don't really need it because I can make calls from the laptop.
Okay.
I only need it when we don't have internet.
Now, the truth is, the hardest thing would be getting rid of your cell phone. Well, I guess that would have something to do with internet, though. If you had the cell phone and no internet, if you couldn't use, like, Waze, because I wouldn't know how to get anywhere without Waze at this, or without Google Maps or whatever.
Yeah, like, but then you just have to get online and print the damn thing out.
Like MapQuest?
Yeah.
I remember doing that. That's what I did in high school. You printed out on MapQuest.
And then, I remember when you had to buy a map.
You had an atlas in your car?
No, he had the big orange key map book.
The key map, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Fred had a globe in his car. That was, it's old. He was old school.
No, but I did have a globe growing up.
No one has globes anymore.
No.
No one has encyclopedias either.
I'm guessing that maybe, that's another thing that died.
Yep.
I'm guessing that maybe schools still have globes.
Probably.
Like kindergartens and things like that. I'm sure somebody can tell us.
And the ones that double as bars, like liquor cabinets.
Oh, yeah. Like you can lift the lid off and it's got like some rocks glasses and a bottle of scotch. Yeah.
It's a shame that that's how we measure things.
Is it, though?
If it's, no, not really.
It's just, I mean, like most, you can put your weed in it. Like, if you can put your weed in it, it's a thing now. Like me at home, I have a fake book that, you know, that's where I keep all my paraphernalia.
I have a junk drawer. It just all goes in there.
Well, that is like scissors and stuff. So if I like...
Yeah, it's not really scissors.
Or fingernail clippers.
No, so there's like... actually, I don't even know what else is in there besides weed, so I'd have to go...
So it's your weed drawer.
Well, kind of.
But you also don't have children running around. Like if I said, hey... Son, bring me those post-it notes from the junk drawer, and he came back with a bag of weed, that would be problematic. So I've got to keep weed in a special place, in a fake book, where I know my kids will never look. What are they going to do, read a book?
That's true. Not your kids. Somebody brought up a good point. Cars have GPS now.
That's true.
Yeah, so you can just punch
but
it in.
But not if they're not connected to the internet. I mean, I guess they don't have to have the internet, per se. Satellite. Yeah. I mean, we'll count that as different.
Okay, so yeah, you could get everywhere.
Okay.
I think cell phone is definitely the one to get rid of.
Your wife would be so pissed. But this is the other thing.
Why would she be pissed?
Like, I could easily go without calling people forever, but not texting is a problem. You know, that becomes a problem, not being able to, like, send quick communication to people. That's a pain in the ass. Like, if you had to wait until you got home to make a call or wait till you got to the office to send an email... That would be a pain in the ass.
But I do that. I don't, like, if I'm driving from the office to home, I don't look at anything.
Okay, let's say you're out at the bar, and you want to text your wife, hey, I need a ride home.
Well, I'd be
happy. What do you do, break out your laptop?
Yeah.
Send her an email?
No, I mean, I can text from my laptop.
Oh, okay.
See, this you can do that too, right?
You bring your laptop to the bar?
Yeah, when I need to work.
Who's working at the bar?
Me.
Oh, I don't do that.
So in this scenario, we're only losing cell phones and cell phone service, right? Like you could still have an iPad out there connected to the bar's Wi-Fi so you could message with it or call an Uber.
Yeah, but then you're going to be the weirdo taking pictures on an iPad or on a MacBook.
Well, that's the other thing to think about with your camera or with your phone. It's also your camera.
But I don't, you know.
You don't take pictures of things?
Look at me. I don't need to take pictures of me. Nobody wants to see them.
Well, don't you want to take pictures of pretty things?
Well, the only thing to remind
you that there is beauty in the world?
The only thing I take pictures of usually is the dog, and I could do that from, you know.
What are you going to do? From your laptop?
Yeah.
Here, Dynamo, come stand in front of my laptop's, my camera. No, it's ridiculous. Your dog's not going to listen to that.
She doesn't. It's not like she poses. You know, I just get them when I can. And, you know, yeah, I don't need the phone at all, frankly.
All right.
If it were taken away.
Okay.
And it's not like the wife ever texts me or calls me or anything, so, you know, it's not really necessary.
All right.
I might just get rid of it now.
No, you won't.
No.
It's too convenient.
Yeah, I do
we're
like,
spoiled.
I don't like I mean, I do take the laptop to the bar sometimes when I have work to do. Like if I'm going to get in and do some sports map stuff, and I'll sit there and drink and use my laptop. I think, and I see a lot of people do that.
Although I will say this, 10 years ago, it would have been just unfathomable to say I could get rid of cable television. I don't need TV. Like, there's no way I could have done that. And I still don't do it now, but I feel like if I needed to, I could manage not having you know, DirecTV or UVerse or whatever.
I'm getting close to trying that again.
Because you tried it once and failed miserably.
Well, and the main thing that I couldn't get was the channel for the Rockets and Astros.
You know what my biggest beef with cutting the cord is right now? I think I would do it, especially since the invention of ESPN Plus. That's a real godsend.
Yeah,
for me.
And I mean, there's hockey on there. There's all kinds of stuff on there. That's a big.
My biggest issue is there's no like my area, for whatever reason, there's no fiber internet yet, and it's built up all around me. But for some reason, my neighborhood hasn't gotten it yet, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? Why don't I have it? Because now, if I try to run too much stuff, like on from online, it slows everything down. Like if my kids are watching Netflix and I'm watching ESPN Plus and I'm on my phone, all that, everything slows down a little bit. I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to deal with buffering. So I would need super fast internet.
Well, I have pretty damn fast internet at home, but when I'm on the admin of SportsMap, it slows things down because it takes up a lot of it.
Well, that's a very powerful website.
And yeah, I mean, it's
the most powerful in the world, some would say.
It's the best. It's tremendous. But no, it takes up a ton. So like, if I'm watching something, I'll have to reset the internet sometimes because it'll slow it up too much. So it says, in the 90s when our band toured the country, all we had was an Atlas and no cell phones. It is kind of weird watching old movies now and seeing, you know, no cell phones and things like that. People getting stranded and can't call. It's interesting. Somebody says the delay sucks for betting. I don't know.
That would be rough.
But most of the stuff that I'm watching on there, I couldn't watch anywhere else, like CFL.
That's the other thing about the internet. How would you gamble without the internet?
Exactly.
You'd have to meet up with your bookie every day.
Ugh. Yeah, nobody wants to go back to that. Too bad I didn't have a MyBookie read there. All right, quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Tight Ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis tonight at 7. Megan Rapinoe and Oliver Luck. And the Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad Gilmore at 9 o'clock. Stephen the Weather Guy says the movie Twister. In the 90s, they were chasing tornadoes with paper maps and no computers for radar.
Yeah,
that's true. And you know what? It got Wesley from Princess Bride killed.
You'd have to buy an alarm clock.
Yeah, and a watch.
And a watch.
Well, that's about. You know what? I could do it. If somebody pays me $500,000, I could do without a cell phone for a year.
Well, yeah. I mean, I could do without air conditioning for a year for $500,000.
Well, I know, but I mean, there's got to be a motivation here. If we're just speculating, that's meaningless.
You're always looking for dough.
Always, yeah.
You can't just play the game.
No, there's got to be money attached to it. Because that's legitimate. If somebody came to you and said, all right, can you go without a cell phone for a year for $500,000? Then you would do it. Right?
Yeah.
So it wouldn't just be idle speculation like this as to which one. And if you gave me that choice and said, go without one for a year, I'll give you $500,000. Boom, done.
Did you see what?
You know, 250. I'll do 250.
Okay.
I don't even need that much.
What if you do it for not money?
Huh?
You could do it for 5 years, go without one of those, but you get to have sex with bald Natalie Portman once.
No, I can imagine that more often than one time.
Yeah, Fred imagines that every time he has sex with his wife. He makes her put on a bald cap. And
once a year.
Did you see what Whit Merrifield, Royals second baseman, had to say about the Astros?
I did not.
Someone asked him about missing the All-Star game last year, and Whit Merrifield said, "I'm going to consider myself an All-Star with all this stuff that's come out because Jose Altuve took my spot that game. So we'll put an asterisk by 2018, and on top of it, we'll go ahead and throw it a silver slugger for good measure." This kind of reminds me of, like, when Reggie Bush got his Heisman taken away, and people were like, they need to give Vince Young that Heisman. No, Reggie Bush still won the Heisman. We all know. We all know it. Who cares? He bought a house. Big deal. Somebody bought a house for him. He was still the Heisman. He's still Jose Altuve was still the All-Star second baseman on the 2018. Still won the Silver Slugger. Sorry,
That's just like the dumb LA City Council thing.
Yes.
You know where this comes from? It's everybody gets a trophy mentality.
Yes.
And if you can't do it on the field, shut up. Please. And I'm glad that Rob Manfred finally came out and said nobody's title's getting taken away. That's dumb. Because there's so many children out there trying to say, oh, they should make the Dodgers champions. No, they shouldn't. Dodgers lost at home. I don't think you could bang trash cans there. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So let's pretend you had a pro-Trump boss. Like, one of the bosses here was pro-Trump.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we do.
Well, yeah, but...
I mean, I don't know for a fact, but it'd be my guess. But most really rich guys are pro-Trump.
Well,
unless they're Hollywood rich, then they're not, but, like...
Yeah, well...
Most rich business guys, I mean, that's kind of painting with a broad brush, but...
Well, you can also be pro-Republican without being pro-Trump.
That's true.
A construction worker in Florida, of course, has been accused of murdering his pro-Trump boss with a trowel after a political argument on the construction site where they both worked, and then he threw an American flag on the man's body. The incident occurred Monday morning at approximately 10:30 a.m.
I'm going to go with that's excessive.
Yes, it's very excessive. It's like, hey, it's okay to disagree.
What happened to just yelling at each other on Twitter?
Well, that's what everybody else does.
Yeah.
But apparently this was in person. But
don't ever argue about politics in person, only on Twitter.
Right.
Everyone knows that rule by now. Arguing about politics in person leads to violence.
Well, that's been the rule at the bar forever, right? No politics, no religion. End of discussion. Then you can go on Twitter and look stupid, argue whatever you want. Actually, I wish people would quit doing that, too. I'd love to just... I've tried to get rid of a bunch of people who only retweet political stuff from either side, but I can't get rid of all of them because some of them I actually like. But the incident occurred Monday morning at approximately 10:30 when emergency dispatchers received a call from coworkers saying that Mason Trevor Tony, 28, had stabbed and killed their boss, 28-year-old William Stephen Knight, on the Florida Turnpike job site. It appears to be related to a political dispute between the men. Knight was a big supporter of President Trump, while Tony was anti-government. He's very outspoken.
Like anti-government.
Oh, this is good. This is basically conspiracy theory guy. He's very outspoken about his beliefs that the government is bad and out to get him. Well, guess what happens when you murder somebody?
The government tries to get you.
The government gets to get you.
Yeah.
So, and they said...
All you have to do is say, I don't believe in government, and then they won't get you.
Does that work?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I don't know about that. But, man, that's Florida for you.
Yeah.
And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. I want to apologize for the first half of the show. I totally sucked.
I think it was great. I think he's doing fine.
No, I think Tyler was an A+. Aaron was an A+. I'm not even blaming him for the whole internet thing because it's not his fault. You were an A+. I was a serious F.
You weren't
really
an F.
Brought the whole thing down. So
you were like a D+.
We're gonna really ratchet it up here in the 6 o'clock.
Am I the only one bothered by the Rockets tweeting out pictures of all their guys walking in with fancy clothes on? Back at it, spaceship emoji. Like
back at it, as in blowing another double-digit lead in the fourth quarter tonight?
Well, that's what I said. I said it's too bad fashion can't close out games.
Ooh.
And someone said, like the Rockets' pants, they're coming up a little bit short.
Well played, person. Well played. Timmy B, basically he has anything Kansas, he has tattooed on his pecker. For the record, Whit Merrifield was better than Altuve in 2019. Check the numbers.
Well, it was about 2018, and I did check the numbers. Their numbers are basically the same in 2018.
Okay.
But one guy's name is Whit Merrifield, and the other guy is Jose Altuve. So no shocker that Jose Altuve got the All-Star nod.
Yeah.
Sorry, Whit. Blame your parents for that one.
832 says, Fred just goes to the bar with his laptop because he wants to be a hipster.
Is that your move?
No, that's not a hipster thing.
That is a hipster thing.
No.
For
one thing, I'm too old to be a hipster.
But hipsters don't really go to bars. They go to coffee shops.
Right, coffee shops or...
And not Starbucks.
No, it can't be Starbucks.
No.
It has to be an original place. And sometimes breweries, though.
Yeah.
They'll go to craft breweries.
Friend in low places just said, how are the Rockets -9.5? Maybe the Nuggets are worse than I think. Are the Rockets really -9.5 tonight? Jokic is out? Oh, yeah. Denver's sitting everybody? Okay. Well,
that still doesn't mean they're going to win by 9.5.
Well, that's true.
I mean, you watch this team over the last 2 weeks. Can't bring myself to bet NBA, though.
It's just,
there's certain things that...
It's a long-term loser.
Yeah, you know, I feel like if I get dragged into that, there's just too much to keep track of to try to do all of it.
Yeah. It's like hooking up with a girl with crabs.
Like, yeah.
Once you do it for a while, it's like, it's just not worth it.
Yeah, I mean...
Got to get out of this.
I don't recall doing that recently. All right. 2 hours in the books. We got another one to go. We're out here.
Finish strong, Fred.
Yeah, I'm going to, man. I'm going to kill this thing down the stretch. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.